Let me emphasize what has been announced concerning our prayers this week coming, and prayer and fasting. It is a tradition for churches to spend the first part of the month of the year in prayer and fasting. And it is a good tradition. But if it is not understood, it can be a religious event that may achieve nothing except that people pray and they fast. So we need to understand, why do we pray and fast? Why do we spend the 21 days of the month of January in prayer and fasting? The reason why I believe we do this, it helps us to discipline ourselves and our bodies so that we tune our minds to the things that are above, or to the heavenly realm where we receive our blessings and grace from. And to do so, we need to speak to our bodies. We need to deny ourselves some of the things that we value, which include food, entertainment, those things that bring pressure to the body. We take time to deny the body the same, so that we discipline our spirit to be in tune with the Lord, so that we can now receive instructions from Him concerning us as individuals, all as a nation. I believe that's the main reason why churches traditionally spend the first 21 days in prayer and fasting. But if we do not understand that, we might think that we are using these 21 days and fasting to plead with God to answer us because we are praying and we are fasting. That is trying to manipulate God. If you believe that it is your prayer and fasting that will cause Him to answer you, God does not require your prayer and fasting to answer you. Why? He answered you before you knew how to pray, isn't it? When you are lost in sin, you did not even know how to pray, but He drew you to Himself. And He forgave you your sins and accepted you as a child. You did not pray and fast to be born again. So, we do not pray and fast to win favor from God at all. We pray and fast because we acknowledge we are in this flesh, and this flesh wars or fights against the purposes of God. And because He does that, then we need to discipline it. And the best time to do it is at the beginning of the year when you have not occupied yourself with too many things. And then, when you learn that discipline, it is expected that you will continue throughout the year to exercise the same discipline. Not to fast and pray throughout the year, but at least to pray throughout the year. And also to learn to deny the body the pressure that it requires, that it uses to deny you the opportunity to listen and to hear God. So that's why we pray and fast. And I would like that even as we plan to pray and fast this week, we understand that it is God's will to bless us. It is God's will to answer us. It is God's will to give you what you want. It is true. We will have needs. We will present them before God. But let it not be that it is the needs. You know, it is our needs that motivate us to pray. It is our needs that draw us to God. No. Let it be that it is His presence more than our needs. That even if those 21 days, your need may not be met, that your position may not have changed, that you probably will be in the same job, those 21 days, but there is something that will have happened in your life. You'll have drawn closer to the Lord more than before. And that is the best investment in the beginning of the year. So I want to plead with us that we take these 21 days and dedicate them to the Lord. That we give them to God and say, these 21 days, I surrender them to you. That I will endeavor to do your will and not my will. That when I deny myself food, when I deny myself that opportunity to watch that program, and I want to request you, even if you have a favorite program, these 21 days is a time to suspend it. The mother-in-laws, sijui nani, ni Monica au ni nani? Whatever program that you watch, please, this is the opportunity that you can say, instead of watching that program, these 21 days, I will be taking that time to go to my closet and pray. You know what you're doing? You're disciplining yourself to deny yourself that which the body, that which the eye, that which the mind wants. And I'll tell you, that will help you in the future when you find yourself in certain trouble or trials. And you are able to tell my body, I'm not going to do that. It may be a temptation that you come and you'll be able to say, no, I know how to overcome. I know who you are. You are the flesh. You are in cahoot with the devil. I am not going to allow you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So please, let's take this time. Allow me to put a lot of pressure to you. Let this one be a time that is different from all the other times that we have gathered, that we have actually prayed and fasted the 21 days. So discipline yourself. Deny yourself. But you're doing it not to coax God, not to manipulate God, but to be able to tune your spirit to the things that are above. Because I tell you, let's be honest, what distracts us? They are the things of this world, isn't it? Now look. Okay, give me 10 minutes. Today, children, you're not going to go to Sunday school. 10 minutes and I'll release you. Because I don't want to keep you here. Okay. This is what I would like to say to us. I know you are waiting for that word for the year. It will come. Perhaps next time. But for now, it will be part of what I'm sharing. Colossians chapter 3. Let's go there. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If you can project it, NLT, we'll just do the first few verses. And then we'll let you people go home. Now, since you have been raised to the new life, since you have been raised to the new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven. You have been raised to new life. You have been raised to new life with Christ. You have come to Christ. You have abandoned the past. You are now a child of God. Your old ways are no longer with you. Set your sights on the realities of heaven. Set your sights on what? Realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. as we pray and fast, brethren, we need to be deliberate. We need to move our eyes from the things of this world or this life. Because we have been renewed. We have been raised together with Christ. Chapter 2 of the same book says that you died and you are buried with Christ. And you rose again with him. In other words, your past life was buried. It died. You no longer live. You now live this new life with Christ. But you are not in heaven yet. You are still on earth. And that's what I want you to capture. Because the reason why the writer is telling us, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sight on the realities of heaven where Christ sits in the place of honor. Why? Because when you are on this earth, your eyes are set on the things of this earth. Your eyes are set on the troubles that you see. Your eyes are set on the news that you hear. Your eyes are set on what the president says and what Omtata says. I'm not saying whatever they say is wrong. But since we are on this earth, our eyes are set on the things of this earth. And therefore, we need to discipline our eyes. Not these physical ones only, but the spiritual eyes. So that, because when your spiritual eyes are set on the things that are above, your physical eyes cannot distract you. You'll be able to know when these physical eyes are distracting you from the spiritual sight that Christ wants you to focus on. Why? Because that sight that is called the realities of heaven, the realm of heaven where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Just interrogate just those words. Where Christ sits at what? In the place of honor at God's right hand. He is seated in the place of honor at God's right hand. That is where Christ, whom you believe in, that he will come one day to take you to heaven. And brethren, many of us here are so confident that we are heavenly bound, that we are born again. We have no doubt about our relationship with the Lord. We are so sure that that is confirmed. Now, if we are so sure that we have been saved, we are heavenly bound, we are heavenly bound, we are going to heaven, and we are waiting for the coming of the Lord. And even if we die today, we are so sure that we are not lost, we are going to heaven. Brethren, let us exercise the same faith to understand that we can live on this earth and operate at a spiritual realm or realities, heavenly realities, because they exist. Amen? Why do I say they exist? Because if we believe that the physical exists, even spiritual exists, isn't it? And we'll be perhaps seeing that next Sunday. We'll be looking in depth at chapter 2 of Colossians. But, brethren, we have to determine ourselves that in this new season that we have come into, this new year, for us to be able to succeed in achieving those goals, those objectives that we have set for ourselves. It can only happen if our eyes are focused on heavenly realities. Earthly realities will discourage you and dissuade you from moving on. Why? Because when you look at the realities, the economy, the situation we are in, will tell you, this is not time, George, to invest. That you would rather keep that money for a rainy season. That's the reality. When you look at the prices of commodities, the reality is they are skyrocketing. They are out of reach. But when we open our eyes to the heavenly realities, in the place of honor where Christ is seated at God's right hand, the reality there is that there is abundance of everything for everyone who is called by the name of the Lord. Is that true or not? Brethren, do you agree with the scriptures? Don't agree with me, but do you agree with the scriptures? If Christ is seated in the place of honor at God's right hand, is there anything that is lacking there, George? Hakuna? Godfrey, is there anything lacking in the place of honor where Christ is seated? That's the seat of authority. And that's where we are being told, set your eyes or your sights on the realities of heaven. Things that are above, not things that are on earth. And I want to say to us, Rusi did say that this year, a lot of us are going to walk in favor, which is true. And when I listen to many leaders, they are positive. They have prophesied things, which is true. We need to have hope. And I want to say to you today that it is God's will that you and I may prosper. That has never changed. It has been His will forever for the church. But the reality is, we have not always prospered. We have been struggling. We have been fighting. And many of us, sometimes we ask questions, and the enemy is quick to respond or to confuse you by telling you, indeed, if you're a child of God, why are you suffering like other people? Or why are you suffering even more than non-believers? And sometimes, even the non-believers will taunt us, will mock us. Say, kama uyo Mungu wako wako na nguvu na uwezo, bona unakuja kuniomba ni kusaidia. You know, it's a shame for you to go and borrow fads from an unbeliever. Yeah. That should not be the case. It should be the other way. They are the one who should be coming to us to seek help. But I can tell you the reason is because we set our eyes on the physical things that we see, and we are guided by the principles that we are taught on earth through experience, schools, books that we read. And we say, this is the reality of things. These are the principles. When you want to do this, this is what you do. If you don't do this, this will not happen. So we focus more on what we have been taught here on earth than what is in heaven, where Christ is seated and He is the one that guides us and teaches us. So we need to decide And particularly this year, personally, I've decided I am going to pursue spiritual things more than physical things. I am going to involve myself, even as I work hand with these hands, for the Bible says, you'll bless the work of my hands. I will want to convert everything into spiritual realities. Let me be guided, not by the principles of this world, because they will disappoint me. But if I'm guided by heavenly principles, amen, I know that I can plant when others are not planting. I know that I can invest in that company when everybody else is pulling out, because I have heard from the Lord telling me, go and invest there. And what I'm trying to tell us, let this ear be the ear that we hear God guiding us, that this is the way, walk ye in it. Don't trust in your own understanding. Don't trust in your knowledge. Don't trust in what you have studied and learned in school. Don't trust in that budget that has been set, because it is going to disappoint you. Things are going to be tougher than they have been before. Let me be honest with you. I have a feeling, I have that impression in my heart, that things are not going to be better. But I can tell you, for the church, for the children of God, the Lord Jesus himself has purpose and has decided this is time that he wants to renew our strength. This is a time that he wants to raise our standard, so that we walk in the Spirit, though we live on earth. And that is why it is important for all of us to seek to be filled with the Spirit of God. You have the Spirit of God because he convicted you, and he lives in you, because you cannot come to Christ without the Spirit of God. But there is a difference. You need to be filled by the Spirit. You need to be immersed in the Spirit so that you operate in the power and in the knowledge of him. That's the only way you'll be able now to be able to set your eyes on things that are above. The realities, the heavenly realities. That can only happen. It's only the Holy Spirit who can be able to help us to get there. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. So, let it be. Even as we prepare to pray and fast these 21 days, let us set our sights, our eyes on the realities of heaven. Let us focus on what the Lord has said, not what the pastor says, not what the president says, not what that prophet says, unless he's saying what the word of God says. Focus your eyes on him. Where he is seated is the place of honor, at the right hand of our God. He lacks nothing, and you will lack nothing, but you have to operate at the same level for you to be able to draw from that account where he is seated. You've got to be where he is. And this can only happen if you discipline yourselves. If you tell yourself, enough is enough. I am not going to walk in the flesh. I am not going to be led by the flesh. I am a spiritual being, and I want to tap into the Spirit and receive instruction from heaven. You know, when I say all these things, sometimes you wonder, is Pastor real? I've told you, and some of you know, I am aware that this world we operate in is also a spiritual world. And the people who operate in this world, and they have purpose and sold themselves to this world, they also do not depend on what they just see with their eyes. They tap into another realm. The unfortunate thing, that realm is opposite to the realm that we are talking about. And that is the realm of the devil that is spiritual. Because has anyone, any of you ever seen the devil with your own eyes? Anyone who has encountered Satan? Yeah? But you all believe that he exists. Anyone who doesn't believe that Satan exists? None. All of you believe he exists. But you've never seen him. The same way you believe God exists and you have not seen him with your eyes, the same thing. The devil exists. And the devil operates in a spiritual world. He has a realm where he operates from. And in that realm, he tells the same thing I'm preaching to you today. He tells his people, stop focusing your eyes on the things that are on this earth. Focus your eyes on the, do I call it devilish realm or devilish realities? And they do. They sacrifice. You know it. You have heard. Politicians will go to the out of their way to reach out to that witch doctor who can be able to predict a win for them. These are not stories. They do it. Let me shock you. Corporate companies, they will not tell you. But they also seek help from that world. They do. Let me share this with you. One time a friend of mine was cribbing, was in Mount Kenya. Actually not cribbing. They had gone there as a team of believers to pray in the mountain. Yeah, they just felt, let's go to the mountains. And as they were going, you know, because they were cribbing, they wanted to go to as much as they can be able to go up. They met a team of Japanese. And they started conversing and talking. And this team, they told them they have come to the mountain to dedicate or to seek guidance. Because there was in their company, there's a new invention they were coming up with. And they believed that it is in Mount Kenya that they can be able to tap into the realm of their spiritual realities to be instructed by whoever they believe in that this is how to do it so that that product will sell. Now, these are things that are done. You have seen construction, when construction is taking place, that the owners insist a sacrifice must be done. What are they doing? They are dedicating their work and their building to a being that you cannot see with these eyes, but they believe he exists. That's the devil. Why am I telling you all this? I'm telling you this because the church is the most ignorant when it comes to spiritual things. When we try to tell you to be spiritual, you say that we are being too spiritual. Now, if you cannot be too spiritual and you are a spiritual being, how will you be able to tap in and overcome? I'm not saying that we be out of order. I'm just trying to tell you, learn to set your eyes on the things that are above and seek God who has given you the strength and the knowledge to know that when you pray, he answers prayers. Amen? So that when you pray in faith and you believe God. You don't have to see it with your own eyes. But you believe that this matter, this issue, these 21 days, as I dedicate it to the Lord, I'll receive what I'm looking for. Amen. I think I've said enough. God bless you. Those that have ears have heard. And I believe we all have ears. Amen. So, 21 days of prayer and fasting. Ladies, Bwana asifiwe, you are starting us. And let me also put it, let me clarify this, Lucy. This time, we'll not just pray on Tuesdays. Since the 21 days are dedicated, let's dedicate 1 hour in the evenings, all of us, where we can tune in and pray together. Okay? I'm not asking for too much, just those 21 days. Let's have 1 hour. We have the gadgets. God has blessed you with smartphones. God will give you money to buy bottles, those of you that may need. Yeah? And God has blessed us. We have now system. We are on Zoom. I still believe we are okay. Bwana asifiwe. So, our hour of prayer is normally 8 to 9, isn't it? We have assumed that between 6 and 8, you've cooked, you've fed the kids, taken them to bed, and you can afford to spend that 1 hour to pray with us. So please, let's join in from tomorrow. The Zoom will be on. Let as many people as possible join in. Even if you are on the road driving and that hour finds you there, just tune in. Let us pray. And we believe that we will tap things in heaven. We'll bring realities of heaven to our lives. God bless you. Thank you so much. So we have not given you, Lucy, I'm sure you'll be setting some guidelines of how we are praying. The media team is going to do that. Yes, you'll be guided. But even up, let not restrict you. Listen to the Spirit of God and pray beyond the points that we have given you. But those are just guides. Amen? Pray for your family. This is a time to dedicate everything to the Lord. Let's surrender everything to God. These 21 days, by the end of it, I believe that we shall all be saying it was worth it and we want to even to continue. Let's stand on our feet. Our Father, we are grateful for this day, Sunday, the first Sunday of the month and of the year. You've spoken to us throughout the service. You started in the morning prayers, through worship, even through the sharing of the Holy Communion, you've spoken to us. You are preparing us and drawing us to yourself. You are molding us to become strong and better. You're uniting us to be one in the Spirit as Ecclesia, the body of Christ. You're renewing our mind, our spirits. Lord, we dedicate once again ourselves and the days ahead to you, that you may order our footstep and guide us so that we can be used of you to do your will, and through us, that the world, the nation we are in, will be blessed. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Thank you for the ladies as they start us this week, as they guide all of us. May your blessings be with them. May your grace increase in their lives. Father, I pray that they will be committed, that there will be no distractions to keep them away from this season and this period. I pray that the youth will not be distracted as well. I pray that the men of the house, Lord, will take their role as fathers and they will not be distracted, that we shall be one, even as we pray, as we fast, as we call on your name. May you guide us and lead us according to your ways. In Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen. Perhaps, okay, go ahead and walk, clap for Jesus. Maybe you are not born again and you're in the house. Lift up your hand. We pray for you to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. It will be a great thing to happen to you as you begin the year. All right, I can see one hand over there. Anyone else? You're not born again. You're saying, I want to begin the year with you, Lord Jesus. Let's join. Can I see your hand again? Karibu, karibu sana. That's a lady. Yes, it's a sister. Yes. Let's welcome. Just come to the front. We're going to pray for you. We are not going to embarrass you. Come forward. Come forward. There is great celebration in heaven for this one who has come to the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, my sister, that there is great celebration in heaven because of you. That angels are gathered, celebrating in heaven because you have come to the kingdom of God. And equally, us in this church, we would like to let you know that we value you and we appreciate you. And together with the angels in heaven, we rejoice and celebrate as you come into the kingdom of God. So, karibu sana. Karibu sana. Jesus Christ accepts everyone who comes to him. And he forgives all our sins. It doesn't matter what you've done. He's not even going to ask you to name them. You have come as a sinner. Your sins are forgiven. You are now a child of God. Because you deliberately came. You lifted up your hand. Jesus saw that hand. So I'm not saving you. It's Jesus who is saving you. And he has already done it by you coming to the front. Amen? So I'm going to pray for you. And as I pray for you, there's a sister behind you there that is going to walk with you to encourage you in this journey. Amen? What's your name? Mary. God bless you, Mary. Shall we pray for Mary? And if you are there also, even at home, and you would like to lift up your hands, please lift up that hand. We are going to pray for you. Father God, we thank you for Mary, who has come to your son Jesus, acknowledging that Jesus Christ came from heaven, died on the cross, and rose again for her sake and for our sake. She has brought herself to the cross, brought her sins to you, Jesus. And you said, anyone who comes to you, you will not disappoint. So we believe together with Mary that her sins from today are forgiven. And Mary has become a new creation, a child of God who has not sinned because the Lord has wiped away all her sins. And today we thank you, Jesus, for Mary. We receive her in the assembly of the brethren and pray for her that the grace of God will increase in her life. And from today, Mary's life has been changed and renewed. We thank you for receiving her. May you fill her with the Holy Spirit. May you anoint her with your strength and your power. We pray this in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen. So thank you, Mary. God bless you. There's a sister behind you. She's going to encourage you. Thank you. So we thank God. What a joy. The Bible is clear. One sinner makes the entire heaven to rejoice. We should rejoice more. Amen? And also, take it upon yourself. These 21 days, amen, as you pray and fast, identify one person or two who are not born again. Deliberately talk to them and pray for them. Some of them you may just need to talk to them on phone. Just tell them God loves them. Don't threaten them with hell and fire. Just share the love of Christ. Amen? Share the love of Christ. And if you can be able to bless them with gifts, show them love. Amen? And pray for them. God bless you. Let's share the word of the grace. And now may the grace hold the hand of your neighbor. And now may the grace, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please, let us enjoy a cup of tea. It may be the first this year. No, we had one. But we are likely not to have tea next 21 days. So please make use of it and the mandazi.